My friend Philip Lee walked up to me with a strange look on his face. "Lucy," he whispered, "we need to spy." We were having indoor recess because of rain, and I was in the reading corner of Mrs. Brock's room. Although the book I was reading about animals was good, there's nothing like the word spy to grab your attention. "Who are we spying on?" I asked. "Scarlet. She's talking about the talent show," Philip said. Philip took my book and we crept over to the carpet near the cubbies and sat down. We pretended to look at the book, but we were spying. Scarlet and Victoria and Mara were talking on the other side of the cubby wall. "Mrs. Adamson said the talent show is for fourth and fifth graders only, which means it will be really cool," Scarlet said. "Little kids would make it babyish."
"Oh, so babyish," Victoria said.
"I'm going to write a special song for us," Scarlet went on. "We'll be the best in the whole show."
"Is our group going to be just the three of us singing?" Mara asked. "Or all the fourth and fifth graders in the songwriting club?"
"Everybody except Lucy and Philip," Scarlet said. "Don't tell them." Philip and I looked at each other. Scarlet wanted to leave us out?
"I'm going to write my song today," Scarlet whispered. "Let's have a secret group meeting tomorrow to practice."
I couldn't believe it. A secret group without me and Philip? That hurt. Just then, Mrs. Brock walked by.
"What are you two doing?" she asked us.
"Oh, just reading," I said quickly, looking down at the book. The girl stopped talking, and Scarlet peeked out. Philip pointed to the open page. "Mrs. Brock, did you know that a group of monkeys is called a troop, and a group of dolphins is called a pod, and a group of lions is called a pride?"
"I did," Mrs. Brock said. "Animal group names are interesting. I'm glad you're enjoying that book."
Our teacher went to her desk, and Philip and I raced back to the reading corner.
"We're all in the songwriting club together," I said. "It isn't fair for Scarlet to leave us out."